It's like brains, Cliff, my 8-year-old brother, said, lifting the pan lid to show us. It was probably only minced meat and potatoes, but you never knew with Mum's dinners, especially the ones you had to reheat when she was working late. And Cliff relished gory details, being the sort who'd pick scabs off his knee, just to see what was underneath. "Well, you never get scabby knees, Olive," he once said to me, like it was the biggest character flaw in the world. The truth was, I preferred reading books to running about in the street. Early on a Sunday, after first mass in Clonegal, my father, instead of taking me home, drives deep into Wexford towards the coast, where my mother's people came from. It is a hot day, bright, with patches of shade and greenish sunlight along the road. We pass through the village of Skellig, where my father lost our red shorthorn in a game of 45, and hunt past the mart in Carnew, where the man who won the heifer sold her shortly afterwards. Words have always swirled around me like snowflakes, each one delicate and different, each one melting untouched in my hands. Deep within me, words pile up in huge drifts, mountains of phrases and sentences and connected ideas, clever expressions, jokes, love songs. From the time I was really little, maybe just a few months old, words were like sweet liquid gifts, and I drank them like lemonade. I could almost taste them.